We like to keep you posted with everything that's happening across your region, right across Central Victoria. And as we do on a Wednesday around this time, we catch up with the CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, and that is Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning, and very happy to talk about football today, if you want to.
You, Essendon, I tell you, you're becoming one of those pesty little ones now that you're just never sure. You can, you know, some weeks I'd get a run in the team, and then other weeks they come out and knock off the big boys.
Yeah, I know. No, it's very confusing, but it was a fantastic match, I have to say.
I love these seasons, though, really, where, you know, even the Hawks and teams like that, any game you go into in Gold Coast, you never know who's going to win because, you know, the improvement is there in the lower teams.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it's probably always the best part of the season, isn't it? The middle part of the season.
Absolutely. Mm. All right, well, listen, we better turn our attentions to matters of local interest, and one being this Sunday, put a circle around it in your diary, the Makers and Collectors Market.
Yeah, this is a great initiative that we've got running in Central Goldfields at the moment, and it's really highlighting that we've got lots of fantastic little shops selling bric-a-brac antiques, handmade crafts, and also, you know, local artists as well. So the Makers and Collectors Market, rather than bringing them all together in a market, the idea is to do a trail. So if you go onto the Makers Collectors website, you can see where all of the different businesses are, and you can go anywhere from Denali, Maryborough through to Talbot and find all of these fantastic businesses. And I know there's lots of people that love that sort of thing. They're, you know, fossickers, they like to collect things. So you can tell which businesses are participating. They've got a blue cart out the front of their shop, and you know, it's a great opportunity to get around and see what the Shire's got to offer. So it's on this Sunday, 11 till 4, and then we've also got it again Sunday the 14th of August.
Right. It's a terrific idea. I don't know who came up with that, but, you know, just the fact that, yeah, you can go from one to the other and wander rather than just be in one spot going through all the stalls, which is good fun in itself, but this is a terrific idea.
It is. We've actually got an award-winning agency, Hello City and Groz Collab, who have done a retail strategy for us. And that's really part of COVID recovery. We had some funding from the Outdoor Activation Fund from the state government. And when they were looking at you know, what our Shire had to offer, they just said this was a real hidden gem. We've got all these fantastic shops, and there are a lot of people who love doing this type of shopping. So it's, yeah, as you said, it's great fun. You can go from town to town, and there's lots of shops that are involved. So, yeah, and it's a great time to do it in the winter, get out and about and do some shopping in Central Goldfields.
Yes, indeedy. Emil on our news bulletins has mentioned this fact that today a citizenship ceremony with some new residents welcomed as Aussies.
Yeah, that's right. Citizenship ceremonies are such a lovely event. We've got five countries represented today. So we've got local residents from Sri Lanka, Canada, New Zealand, Philippines and India. And yeah, it's such a significant day for them. So we'll be holding that today at the community hub and looking forward to welcoming them on behalf of the Department of Home Affairs.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And the Nest, a relaunch. Tell us about the Nest. I'm not particularly aware of this, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, look, Go Goldfields is a program that we've been running for a number of years, which is really focused on supporting families and particularly children in early years. The Nest is something that was developed a couple of years ago that is being relaunched, and it's a really nice space for parents to come and meet and to learn and, you know, share ideas. And one of the things we've found in our Shire is that, you know, parents want to hear from other parents, and they often value that, you know, the friendship and also just the experience that people can give them who have also got young children. So yes, the Nest has got nice resources there. They can also get advice if they want to from professionals. It's a place where they can breastfeed, change nappies, warm up baby bottles. So sometimes people even just drop in there when they're out and about, because that can often be really difficult too when you're juggling lots of little kids.
Yes.
So we've got drop-in sessions Tuesdays from 10 to 1 and Thursdays from 1 till 2:30 and Friday from 10 to 1. And it's actually located in next to the library, so in our resource centre. Go Goldfields have set up a headquarters there, and it's a lovely little cosy space. As I say, nice safe space for particularly, you know, new mums and parents to get together and to learn from each other.
Yeah, sounds great. All right, Lucy, well, listen, have a great week, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Great, thank you.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire.